Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Narlski. Kaline moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Shaw now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Vernon moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Maris reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Carrasquel scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive towards center. Maris catches it and throws to first to double up Hegan. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrasquel moves to third. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 0 in the game. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Lau and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Keene reaches second base with a double. Don Mossy now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Morgan now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Indians. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing third base. Billy Moran now playing second base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso bunts towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Lau and he is out, Martin applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Indians. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luskiza's pinch hits for Gale Harris. Luskiza's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiza's hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing first base. Luskiza's now playing left field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertoia bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Moran covering, for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Paul Foytak now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mossy strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.